Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again, the second hour of the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're usually covering the areas of SSRIs, GMOs, fracking, and all these other destructive processes, and again the police state and Agenda 21, because they're all interlinked. And today we've been talking about all this, well, the Trump victory, which is absolutely miraculous, and then they have these morons on the street who do not understand what this Trump victory is about. It's not about Donald Trump per se; it's about what he's fighting against, and pretty much has the interests of the British, of the American, and people at heart across the world, and breaking up the secret police state, the invisible government, and the multinationals, and all of those which I'm sick describing them walking in lockstep. And it is miraculous that he won. In fact, it's an incredible piece of skill on he and that Kellyanne Conway. What a clever woman. I mean, absolutely outstanding to maneuver their way through the vicious, vicious propaganda. But during the campaign, I have to go back and just repeat this. If you weren't involved in surveys and analyzing stuff and stuff that I get involved in, people like nerds like me, the Trump events, of course, the mainstream media wouldn't show the crowds of his events, but it did get out that most of his crowds were 10,000, 15, 25, and then sometimes 30,000 people. Hillary Clinton was struggling to get 1,700, 3,000, 4,000 or 5,000, and they were bust-in people. And she only campaigned 3 days a week because she has horrendous health problems. And it was running on the poison campaign situation. The facts and the truth don't interest the left. They just don't. But it said, we're talking here about the damage to people from fake news, propaganda, vicious propaganda, censorship, and the damage to people from cell phones. It's all doing collective damage to people. There's no doubt about it. I just come in on a bit of this today. It's not a program or such, but how these cell phones and cell towers and this collective electronic smog, even if you live in some rural parts, is doing shocking damage to people, and especially infants and young people and teenagers. It's just shocking. Those who are confronting the problems with AMI smart meters, Wi-Fi in schools harming their children for several hours a day, perhaps you ought to take seriously Dr. Johansson's forced retirement and what it will mean not to have valid research about what those who promote microwave technology don't want us to know. Well, people confuse marketing language with science fact. I mean, that's rampant across the way. You ask people why they have a microwave, a roaming phone, and a router in the house, and they start repeating the marketing language of the people that bought it off. I mean, it's just shocking. And as like I said before many times, you ask people and you go to a new area and you ask somebody, where can I find a good doctor for this, that, and the other? And, not me as such, but people asking other people, and the other people responding usually give a long spiel, and what they're really saying is how nice such a doctor is. They have no idea how competent he is. It just doesn't affect them. And that's how screwed up the world is. But let's petition the powers to be at the Karolinska Institute. I don't know where that is. It hasn't said here where that is. Karolinska Institute, to keep Dr. Aldi Hansen on staff. Well, they won't bother their head. But to fund his extremely important work regarding harmful non-thermal radiation. Just this article, then it goes on to give other references, very technical. But this article is written by activist post Katrin Kromrovich. It's called Prestigious Karolinska Institute Forces EMF Researcher to Retire. And this is on Activist Post on January the 10th. And it's an extremely good article. Sorry, I'm putting it in the wrong pile here. Put it over. We'll have a look at that again. But they said, research, just get my screen light. Then roll it up. Yep. Okay. Researchers developing smartphone mental health surveillance app for university students. Now, this is the thin end of the wedge, what this man is trying to wake people up to. I'll have to go through this as soon as I'm on the subject, and I'll pick out the best piece of this article. And this article is written by Nicholas West, and again, it's from Activist Post. And it says, it just repeats, researchers developing a smartphone mental health surveillance app for university. We'll see what this carry on about. Predictive technology, this is a piece of the police state, is exploding across the virtual landscape. The arrival of big data initiatives by government, as well as a massive industry of data brokers, is not only putting privacy at risk, but it is offering those with access to information unprecedented ways to micromanage our lives. Yeah. Said most people now seem resigned to the surveillance of our communication devices, which have become so entwined with modern efficiency, economics, and knowledge that there are real trade-offs when choosing to fully opt out of lifestyles. Wearable gadgets and add a new layer still and are being brought into a record pace, at a record pace. And I repeat again, I've said it many, many times, the survey here from the Pew Institute, 32% of Americans are looking forward to being microchips. Now, I'm going to get this double-checked by people I know and just trustworthy people in data research. That is shocking. 32% looking forward to being microchipped. Well, goodbye to those 32%. However, it might be our health information that is most tempting, offered up potentially the most intrusive window yet in our everyday lives. And it says, a group of university researchers studying the rising levels of depression in university students have just released their latest concept for mental health tracking advice. Well, how about curing them of the mental health? One of the things that, one of the first things that excessive microwave things it causes is depression. And it said, they've just released a concept for a mental health tracking app called IC that, in their words, will enhance counseling services with mobile technology and big data. How about preventing people getting hit with this in the first place? The system works with students who voluntarily want to have their daily movements tracked in order to provide data that might offer clues to a computer algorithm that can detect if they are experiencing signs of depression. Nothing to do with the cause here. See this? The entire article is posted below with my highlights, but this is the writer saying this. But I'd first like to offer some additional background to this type of technology and why it very well could move from voluntary to mandatory. Oh, yeah, that's the way they all start. In July 2004, I think it is. 2004, yeah. I covered a development, he says, by researchers in Tel Aviv University who stated that a smartphone app may revolutionize mental health treatment. The following experts from the press release were highlights as very some story stark signature facts. Well, I have to interject here. The psychiatry profession are fictitiously creating mental health conditions that are of no consequence whatsoever, so as the pharmaceutical industry can bring out a drug for them. That's been going on where the pharma industry owns the psychiatry profession, hook, line, and sinker. They own them other bunch of shills called general practitioners as well. And Dr. Peter Gotchi's book, Deadly Medicine and Organized Crime, blows that out of the water. And he has another similar book called Deadly Psychiatrist, similar title. And it's well worth buying if you want to be gen up on this, carry on. It's two of the finest I've ever read. There is a dire need for support services to assist clinicians in the evaluation of treatment of those suffering from mental illness. You're damn right it is, although they're not trained in any way to deal with it. A new smartphone-based system detects changes in patients' behavior patterns and then transmits them to professionals. That could be for 100 different reasons. I mean, this is crap. Well, he's quite right to highlight this app being put out as some sort of part of the NHS, the National Health Service. By facilitating patient observation through smartphones, the technology also affords patients much-needed independence from hospitals and clinicians. Yeah, they can have a direct attack on them by doctor and GP. Your app says that you're suffering from this, so you must take this. And this fills in with their lifestyle, these GPs. Symptom. Equals pharmaceutical drug. Symptom, pharmaceutical drug. That's all they do. Because most people own smartphones today, we thought, why not harness the smartphone, a reservoir of daily activities, to monitor behavioral patterns. Bipolar disorder, I know several people dealing with that, for example, starts with a manic episode, said Dr. Nivo. A patient who usually makes 5 or 10 calls a day might suddenly start making dozens of calls a day. How much they talk, text, how many places they visit, when they go to bed, and how far long. Well, sleep disorders go with that as well. These are all indicators of mental health and provide important insights. Well, the cause is probably microwave technology in the first place. Right. But I just can't see, is there a punchline at the bottom of this article? I haven't managed to read it because it's very, very lengthy. It said, almost exactly 1 year later, a group of researchers claimed that the standard smartphone can accurately detect general depression and nearly 90% accuracy. I don't believe that. Mercury, merely based on GPS location data and usage information. These people are total morons. So a smartphone app is going to do the work of doctors now who were incompetent in the first place. So you're going to be convicted of a condition, a mental condition, by your smartphone. How about that? And this article, it's World War III, it's quite a long article. It's written by Nicholas West on Activist Posts, and it says, researchers developing smartphone mental health surveillance app. Well, best of luck with that. If people want to get involved, that kind of stuff. But all of this carry on that's going on in America and Britain, it's I highlighted at the beginning of the program. Some of these things are coming out, but not in Germany. It's sad to say that the German media is now right down the road of censorship. The polls coming out in Germany, maybe we'll be surprised, but there's a chance that this creature, Merkel, can sneak back into government through a three-party coalition. And there doesn't seem to be the calls for the guts to hold, or bring a political fight to her, bar this alternative for Germany. And it is under these many, many headings, they're saying here, the battle of Berlin will be the last strand of globalism. I wonder, will it? Who's writing this? I can't really see who this is. Strategic Culture. The European Parliament President Martin Schulz, what a piece of work he is quitting his job in Strasbourg and aiming for a higher office in Berlin. Well, he's a German member of the European Parliament, who in 2003 was likened by Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to a Nazi concentration camp guard. I remember that. Appears ready to take the helm of the Social Democratic Party. They're so concerned about it. See, they care more than we do. This is their entire demeanor. They're so concerned about it, they want a police state. And a gambit to prevent Germany from joining the ranks of the anti-European Union nations of Europe, like Britain now, is a demonic entity, according to the European Union. Martin Schulz, sensing that Angela Merkel's Germany's Europhile Christian Democratic Party, that's the CDU, another absolutely spurious name, the Christian Democratic Union, well, a bunch there. And if they can live with Merkel after she brought in 1.5 million illegals from the Middle East, I don't know what is wrong with these people. Chancellor is in political trouble even as she announces plans to run for a fourth term in 2017, and is striving to eventually take over the reins of the SPD from, oh, this is Martin Schulz, he wants to take over the reins of the SPD, the other socialists, from Merkel's coalition partner Sigmar Gabriel, who we never hear from. For the time being, Schulz will be happy to assume control of the foreign ministry portfolio from SPD's Walter Stimmer, who opted to become Germany's ceremonial president. Okay. Schulz returns to Berlin as a politically wounded politician. He's leaving the European Parliament to stand back in federal politics in Germany. The EU Parliament was about to reject Schulz for a third term as president. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, this brandy alcoholic, as she's also known as, the often inebriated champion of federalized Europe. He's brandy for his breakfast, by the way. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, threatened to resign threatened to resign his own post if Schulz was rejected by the Strasbourg Assembly. Well, Schulz and Juncker work together to run the European Parliament. One runs the Commission, one runs the Parliament. Unelected, of course. Sensing defeat, opted to continue the fight for a united Europe as a member of the German Bundestag and as a member of Merkel's grand coalition between the CDU and the SPD. However, the lukewarm at best coalition supporter, Bavarian Prime Minister Horst Seehofer, may harbour plans to challenge Merkel for chancellor. That'd be interesting. Seehofer is a fierce critic of Merkel's migrant policy and opened Germany's borders to over a million mainly Muslim refugees from war zones in Syria and Iraq, etc. Afghanistan and Africa as well. Merkel, Schulz and Gabriel continue to support the open door migration policy as it happens, huh? Even though they're trying to strike a difference that they have a different policy, they're one and the same. Seehofer has crafted, this is the Austrian guy, had crafted an anti-migration alliance with leaders of the neighboring Alpine countries, including particularly Austria, Austrian Freedom Party, presidential candidate Norbert Hofer, who is opposed to the EU and Merkel's migrant policy. But anyway, it goes on and on and on there. But there's a serious, we'll see what happens in the German election, which is in September. But the nearest election coming up is in 10 weeks' time in France. And it's either going to be Le Pen or Fillon, it looks like. Hopefully Fillon, because Le Pen is very strong on immigration, but she's a hardcore lefty socialist as well. This is the peculiar makeup of French politicians. It's hard to describe what they believe in. It's like in the Latino countries when they argue in, like Mexico, the facts don't interest them. It's their opinions are far more important than the facts. And it's like the fake news. Don't produce the facts that are truthful. You're a terrorist if you do. And I said, we've already covered the fake news thing. But Tyler Durden, a great writer in Zero Hedge, he's saying the greatest threat to our freedom is a government of scoundrels, spies, thieves, and killers. And he was writing this back in last April. There's nothing more dangerous than a government of many controlled by the few. Lawrence Lustig. The US government remains the greatest threat to our freedoms. The systematic violence being perpetrated by agents of the government has done more collective harm to the American people and our liberties than any single act of terror. More than terrorism, more than domestic terrorism, more than gun violence and organized crime, the US government has become a greater menace to the life, liberty, and property of its citizens than any so-called dangers from which the government claims to protect us. Correct. This is how tyranny rises and freedom falls. And again, Tyler Durden, he goes on to say, and as I explained in my book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, and a book we should get, Battlefield America by Tyler Durden, when the government views itself as superior to citizenry, when it no longer operates for the benefit of the people, when the people are no longer able to peacefully reform their government, when government officials cease to act like public servants, when elected officials no longer represent the will of the people, when the government routinely violates the rights of people and perpetrates more violence against the citizenry than the criminal classes, when government spending is unaccountable and unaccounted for, when the judiciary act as courts of others rather than justice, and when the government is no longer bound by the laws of the Constitution, then you no longer have a government of the people, by the people or for the people. Well said. Very, very well said. I should read out more of his articles. He writes very, very well, Tyler Durden, in zerohedge.com. What we have is a government of wolves. Worse than that, we are now being ruled by a government of scoundrels, spies, thugs, thieves, gangsters, ruffians, rapists, extortionists, bounty hunters, battle-ready warriors, and cold-blooded killers who communicate using a language of force and opposition. Does the government pose a danger to you and your loved ones? Damn right it is. The facts speaks for themselves. We're being held at gunpoint by a government of soldiers, a standing army, while Americans, well, 17 security agencies in America, 17, while America are being made to jump through an increased number of hoops in order to exercise their Second Amendment rights to own a gun, the government is arming its own civilian employees to the hilt. Yeah, like the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management now is a militarized organization, with guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment, authorizing them to make arrests and train their military tactics. Okay, we're coming up to the first break of the second arm, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Homeowner. Lenders. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Okay, and we're coming back in again, and we've been talking, mostly linking up these subjects together, about the tyranny of the police state and the damage to people on all levels of propaganda, fake news, and this damage to young people with cell towers, and disinformation, basically. But reading an article currently by Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge, he's an outstanding writer, he really is, zerohedge.com. And he's saying about what we're governed by and the mentality of the people. I'm just wondering, will this change under Trump? Because we have this invisible government regime of the billionaires and trillionaires who are manipulating everything and monopoly. And people say, how is this going on? Well, the media is 95% controlled with one agenda simultaneous to all six companies who own that element of the media. And that was as visible, as plain as day in the election campaign. Never, never, never before was it so stark and vicious and blatant. And I think the majority of people could see that. But then we have this other bunch of people who, it's not just abuse. They are brainwashed. And these liberal lefties who want to believe this stuff and who have been had a deluge of, especially the younger generation, of propaganda through the alternative, through social media, so-called, that they live on, and their smartphones. If any of these people were to be taken away for a month into a normal situation, a trial period, with no computer, no cell phones, they'd have a nervous breakdown. They would just disintegrate. They would have no identity. And this is the shocking state of the situation of young people. Their identity is tied up to technology. And we discussed this a bit with Rachel Dow when she was on a few months or two ago. We should be on in the future. But she has been teaching young people and been involved in being a public rep and been involved in economic development, which she's now moved to a new job. But we will be talking to her soon and other people about this area intensively, an entire program on young people and how they're affected by all these things screwing them up. Like at every level, their diet, the GMO foods, the cell tower damage, propaganda, manipulation. It just couldn't be worse. It was never as bad as this with the Hitler Youth. I mean, they had one verbal regime of people shouting at them and, probably reading material, but it's never been as bad as this. Absolutely never. And he's saying here, the facts speak for themselves. I was saying here, we've been held at gunpoint by a government of soldiers, a standing army, while Americans are being made to jump through an increased number of hoops in order to exercise their Second Amendment rights to own a gun. The government is arming its own civilian employees to the hilt, as I say, on all these government agencies. Among the agencies being supplied with night vision equipment, body armor, hollow point bullets, shotguns, drones, assault rifles, LPG gas, or the Smithsonian U.S. Mint, Health and Human Services, the IRS, the FDA, Small Business Administration, Social Security Administration, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, Education Department, Energy Department, Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and an assortment of public universities. They are now reportedly more bureaucratic, non-military supposedly, but militarized at the same time, government civilians armed with high-tech deadly weapons than U.S. Marines. That doesn't even begin to touch on the government arsenal that transformation of local police into extensions of the military, and the speed at which the nation could be locked down under martial law, depending on the circumstances. Clearly the government is preparing for war and a civil war at that, but who is the enemy? This is very well put. I mean, these agencies I've listed there that he wrote here are now armed, and they're all academic paper agencies shuffling paper, but they're now armed to the hilt. We're being robbed blind by a government of thieves. Americans no longer have any real protection against government agents and power to seize private property at will. For instance, police agencies under the guise of asset forfeiture laws are taking property based on little more than a suspicion of criminal activity. In one case, police seized $53,000 from a manager of a Christian rock band that had been touring and raising money for an orphanage in Thailand. Despite finding no evidence of wrongdoing, police kept the money. Homeowners are losing their homes over non-payment of taxes for as little as $400 owed. And municipal bills such as water and sewage fees that amount to a fraction of what they have invested in their homes. And then there's the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, which has been searching trains and airline passengers and pocketing their cash. We've read out many things like this before. But anyway, we're coming to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, very, very good. We're coming back in again. I see Sam was running to the second today, watching on the clock here. Precision timing. Very good, Sam. But I'm reading an excellent article from an outstanding person, Tyler Durden, who writes for Zero Hedge. ZeroHedge.com, and I'd encourage people to go to that site, ZeroHedge.com. Tyler Durden, he wrote this on the 15th of April, 2016, and it's called The Greatest Threat to Our Freedoms, A Government of Scoundrels, Spies, Thieves, and Killers. It is outstanding, and all his articles are pretty damn good, and they're archived. This one has archive number 569-540, 569-540, Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. And he's continuing on. I want to repeat, continue this article. It's very, very good. He said, among the agencies, well, he said, name the agencies that they were supplied with night vision. It's just shocking. It's just unbelievable. Agencies like the Smithsonian Institute, the Mint, the government Mint, the Health Organization, Human Services, Small Business Administration, Social Security, all armed to the teeth with hollow point weapons, right? Ooh, what are they preparing for? And it says, what's being taken advantage of by, we're being taken advantage of by a government of scoundrels, idiots, and cowards. American satirist H.L. Mencken calculated that Congress consists of one-third, more or less, scoundrels, two-thirds, more or less, idiots, and three-thirds more or less poltroons. By and large, Americans seem to agree. When you've got government representatives who spend a large chunk of their work hours fundraising, being feted by lobbyists, shuffling through a lucrative revolving door between public service and lobbying, and making themselves available to anyone with enough money to secure access to a congressional office, you're in the clutches of a corrupt oligarchy. Mind you, he says, these same elected officials rarely read the legislation they're enacting, nor do they seem capable of enacting much legislation that actually helps rather than hinders the plight of the American citizen. Well, the Affordable Care Act has to be one of those, written for the benefit of criminal insurance companies. Max Kaiser has done a fantastic blowout of those on his program, The Kaiser Report, on RT.com. Best financial program on the internet, no doubt about it. It says we're being locked up by a government of greedy jailers. We have become a carceral state, spending spending three times more on our prisons, incarceration state, I presume, yes, than our schools, and imprisoning close to a quarter of the world's prisoners, despite the fact that crime is at an all-time low, and the U.S. it makes up only 5% of the world's population, with 25% of the prisoners are in the United States. The rise of over-criminalization and profit-driven private prisons provide even greater incentive for locking up American citizens for such non-violent crimes as having an overgrown lawn. It's hard to believe. As the Boston Review points out, Americans' contemporary system of policing, courts, imprisonment, and parole makes money through asset forfeiture on a massive scale. Well, that and taking money off people on Amtrak trains and claiming that it's drug money when it's not no such thing. Anyway, we have a caller in Washington, Jenna in Washington. Hello, Jenna.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Hi. Good, good, good. Battling on. I had to rehash the program today. You can see it's a bit of a dog's dinner, but how are you? Good?
I'm good. And since the cell phone thing, especially with our youth, our young people, I just had to call in.
Sure.
Because as of late, I've befriended an author, Alana Freeland, who lives here in Olympia, Washington, and also has a grandson. So she's invested in the future. That's why she's staying here. And she has a book out that's Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance, which I recommend just because there's so many layers to the component of the digital age and the push for our youth to be, you know, equipped with their devices and programmed that is what adulthood is all about. And my experience firsthand with my son just saying, I'll be an adult if I have a computer and cell phone. And where that's leading us, because she has probably about 40 hours of interview time on YouTube's on this specific subject. And I think she's just a wealth of knowledge. Alana Freeland.
Her name again is Alana?
Alana Freeland.
Okay. She's talking about chemtrails and HARP. Yeah, the HARP thing is now being slightly toned down because the drought is over. It was a man-made drought anyway in California, just as an aside, and that has been a vicious thing going on for 25, 30 years. Weather manipulation has been a weapon against everybody and the American people. But I've mentioned her many times as well. And please contact her. Just go on any part of the internet and you find Virginia Farber. Her son died of cell phone cancer tumors in San Diego. And she has not just that, she's taken on the entire carry-on in Colorado where they're trying to enforce the installation of these deadly smart meters, which give off shocking radiation. And she is at the very peak of that situation. But Virginia Farber, I haven't got the title written down here today, but she was on Dave Hodges' program, CSS, many times. And she is another link for you on that, okay?
Right, like she, Alana elaborates on the heater, the ionospheric heaters that are going on within this, you know, global network that's happening, and mapped towers throughout the United States, around the world, that are, you know, connected with this grid, this smart grid. I just think it would be really informative if the listeners start looking up Alana. Maybe there could be an interview, because she really wants radio time. She wants to get her message out. She's been at this for quite some time.
Okay, well, I'll link you and her up to Virginia Farver, and we see what comes out of that, okay? But, oh, no, this is a deadly, deadly subject. It's right at the center of things, and it's right at the center of why young people are becoming riven with depression and mental illness, which I'm going to do a two-hour program on that in a few weeks' time. Some of the people lined up couldn't come on at the last minute, so we pushed it off, and I'll include you, that's for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Great.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
But
yeah,
keep in touch, and I will follow through. I'll send you an email on the on this link up with Virginia Farber. The thing I give out hell about in the Patriot movement is the fragmentation. There's lots of people doing things in parallel, but they're not linked together. But thanks for telling us that, and I'll send you an email linking you up with Virginia Farber. Is that okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Talk to you soon then. Very good. But, it's all linked together. It's part of the attack on us. We're being hit on every level, and that's what Tyler Durden is saying in this article. And I'm sure you'll come onto that subject in it here. It's only two more pages. But he said, we're being spied on by government, government of peeping toms. The government is watching everything you do, reading everything you write, listening to everything you say, and monitoring everything you spend. Well, that's the cashless society, which yours truly here is nearly finished on now within 2 or 3 weeks, and we hope to have it out as an e-book by March. That we'll see. Omnipresent surveillance is paving the way for government programs that profile citizens, document their behavior, and attempt to predict what they might do in the future. Whether it's what they might buy, what predictive programming, that's another vicious one. You can be, in some states, you can be convicted of a crime before you've done it. If you have a criminal record, even a slight criminal record, predictive programming, they might arrest you because they think you're going to commit a crime, because the computer has told them that's what it is. And that's like that app for mental illness is insane. It's absolutely demonic, be a better word, because there's many inputs that you have to, as a human being, sort out what might be affecting people. You have to talk to them. And again, with mental illness, you have to talk to the person closest to the person who's ill, their closest person, their wife, their brother, otherwise you won't get the whole story. Get that, because it's mental illness. And the first thing, I won't go into it now, and I've done an awful lot of work in this area, but the first thing that collapses with people with mental illness is their reasoning. Their personality stays intact. Their general operations do. They are obviously very withdrawn sometime and start shutting down parts of their life. But the key thing that goes to hell is their reasoning. And they start reasoning that if they do this and exclude this, this will be better, this will be better. Reasoning right up to the point of committing suicide. But I'll go into that on the program when we do it. But Tyler Durden, again, outstanding guy. We're being ravaged by a government of ruffians, rapists, and killers, and not just the police shootings of unarmed citizens that are worrisome. It's the SWAT team raids gone wrong that are leaving innocent citizens wounded, children terrorized, and family pets killed. It's the roadside strip searches, in some cases cavity searches, of men and women alike, carried out in full view of the public in pursuit of drugs that are never found. It's, the war on drugs, what a scam that is. It's the potentially lethal and unwarranted use of so-called non-lethal weapons, such as tasers on children, mouthing off to a police officer for trying to run from the principal's office. This is carry on in schools. For at the age of 12, getting into a fight with another girl, etc. We're being forced to surrender our freedoms and those of our children to a government of extortionists, money launderers, and professional pirates. The American people have been repeatedly sold a bill of goods about how the government needs more money, more expansive powers, more secrecy, more of everything, and secret courts and secret budgets, etc., etc. Well, the template of this is the reason, one of the major reasons, Britain getting out of the European Union. There's 60,000 laws superimposed on Britain, on absolute crippling laws on business and operations, and that's one of the reasons we're getting out. So that is a strike back against all this, and that was pretty much consolidate yesterday with Trump and Theresa May. But let's hope they follow through on both ends of this. So under the guise of fighting its wars on terror, drugs, and now domestic extremism, the government has spent billions in taxpayers' dollars on endless wars that have not ended terrorism, but merely sown the seeds of blowback and surveillance programs that have caught few terrorists while subjecting all Americans to a surveillance society and a militarized police that have done little to decrease crime while turning communities into war zones. Not surprisingly, the primary ones to benefit from these government exercises in legal money laundering have been the corporations, lobbyists, and politicians who inflict them on the trusting public. And he goes on to say, whatever else it may be, a danger, a menace, a threat, and the U.S. government is certainly no friend of freedom. To our detriment, the criminal classes that Mark Twain mockingly referred to as Congress has since expanded to include every government agency that feeds off the carcass of our once constitutional republic. In fact, there's a very good reason you don't hear much in the way of specifics about the government's tyranny from politicians, is because they can't afford to upset the apple cart. Well, they're bought and paid for pimps. That's a simple reason. So no matter which party wins the White House, controls Congress, or appoints future Supreme Court justices, rest assured that the menace of the shadow government, that's the phrase I was grabbing for a minute ago, the permanent unelected bureaucracy that operates beyond the reach of constitution, the courts, will continue. Well, Trump would need at least 8 years to take this down. He's pretty good on most points. He's innocent and naive on all of his issues, but he has put some key good people around him. Our backs are against the proverbial wall, and just another one page of this article. And Tyler Durden, we're reading this article here from Zero Hedge, but government tyranny. The government and its cohorts have conspired to ensure that the only real recourse the American people have to express their displeasure with the government is through voting. Well, it said the soapbox, the ballot box, the jury box, and then the cartridge box in that sequence, which is no real recourse at all. The penalties for civil disobedience, whistleblowing, and rebellion are severe. If you refuse to pay taxes for government programs you believe to be immoral or illegal, you will go to jail. If you attempt to overthrow the government or any agency thereof because you believe it has overstepped its reach, you will go to jail. If you attempt to blow the whistle on government misconduct, there's a pretty good chance you will also go to jail. For too long, the American people have been made to act like puppets dancing to a tyrant's tune. Since we've obeyed the government's dictates, no matter how extreme, we have paid taxes, penalties, and fines, no matter how outrageous. We have tolerated its indignities, insults, and abuses, no matter how egregious. We have turned a blind eye to its indiscretions and incompetence, no matter how imprudent. We have held our silence in the face of lawlessness, licentiousness, etc., etc. Well, he's writing this last April, before Trump came to power. We have suffered. How long we will continue to suffer depends on how much we are willing to give up for the sake of freedom. American founders provide us with a very specific explanation about the purpose of government and a roadmap for what to do when the government abuses its authority, ignores our objections, and establishes itself as a tyrant. Anyway, nearly finished. We must choose between peaceful slavery, in other words, maintaining the status quo, which is slavery, in servitude to the police state, and dangerous freedoms. That will mean carrying out a path in which we begin to take ownership of our government. But I think he's missed a line there. Starting at local level and challenging the status quo, as I said, rising up to take over government. But, very good. That is one of the best articles I've ever written, and I read a lot of stuff. Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge, and the title of the article was "The Greatest Threat to Our Freedoms, a Government of Scoundrels, Spies, Thieves, and Killers." And it's archived under their Zero Hedge number, zerohedge.com, 569-540. Very good article. And there's a similar article, I won't read it, Brandon Smith, "A Globalism, a Barbaric Relic voluntary tribalism of the future. Globalization, that's the catch-all phrase to corral us into the pen like sheep. Oh, well, that's what Obama's saying. It's global. It's a global world now. Don't worry about what John Statmuller was saying the other night. 85,000 corporations left America over the last 25 years or so and destroyed American manufacturing. And like Britain is like 80% a service industry, this country. There's still massive companies like Rolls-Royce, aero engines and key major industries here, but the economy is 85% service industry, probably 8 or 10% manufacturing, I think. But I don't know how many service industry fly up its own rear end, but we'll see what happens. It's still a long haul for Brexit to be finished. It's a lot of things going to happen, and the globalists are without a doubt going to pull the pin on the financial markets and the derivatives and collapse the economy on Trump. I have no idea, but talking to Trump, one of the things he has also declared war on is the price fixing of the pharmaceutical industry. Well, the first thing you should do is stop if the health service in Britain, the health system in America, from dealing only in pharmaceutical medicine. But he's going to go to war against them, and I'll follow it up in the last 3 minutes on the price attack on the pharmaceutical industry. But anyway, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, Okie dokie, and we're just coming into the last 3 minutes of the program, and I just read out this very good news that Donald Trump has taken aim at the pharmaceutical industry, and the day after he made the statement, his first day in office, it was $25 billion wiped off the value of the pharmaceutical industry. Hooray. But he said Trump's attack on big pharma cartel profiteering lost the drug industry about $25 billion in 20 minutes. Very good. I won't have time to read that most of this out. It's becoming clearer and clearer that why the big pharma-owned corporations and crooks wanted so badly for Hillary Clinton to be elected. She was and is a shill for the chemical industry, and President-elect Donald Trump could very well be the antithesis of such in recent years. There has not been a single presidential candidate aside from Trump to stand up to the pharmaceutical industry, that is exactly what he has done. By merely speaking out against Big Pharma, President Trump has completely changed the tide. Shortly after the interview with the Washington Post, in which Trump criticized the industry, Big Pharma lost almost $25 billion in the span of 20 minutes. That was just a share price. Should Trump continue the trend, it is very possible that the entire empire could crumble. Considering how obvious it is that Trump hates Big Pharma, and that could happen sooner or later. At the press conference, Trump stated, "Our drug industry has been disastrous. They're leaving left and right. I don't know what that is. They supply our drugs, but they don't make them here to a large extent. And the other thing we have to do is create new binding procedures for the drug industry because they're getting away with murder." Well, the tendering process is a joke in Britain and America, ripping people off for the cost of drugs. The pharma has a lot of lobbies, we know that. But those who have already convinced themselves that Donald Trump is a complete bust, that will destroy the United States as we know it. Take a look at how he could potentially destroy Big Pharma's stranglehold and reconsider your position. He has his flaws, certainly, but there is no denying the fact that he has been the only politician in his position to have bravely to take on pharmaceutical industry head on. Donald Trump has promised that he was going to make America great again, and one of the easiest ways to do that is by making America significantly healthier. By sucking the obscene profits out of Big Pharma, Trump would make significant strides to damage the opiate and pharmaceutical addictions that are causing problems throughout the United States. Well, the fact that they're allowed to advertise on television is a disgrace. Pharma cannot advertise on television in the UK here, and they're restricted right across Europe in that regard. And these ambulance-chasing law firms are not allowed to advertise either. I mean, that is an absolute disgrace beyond words. But and the final piece on that, tens of millions of Americans have been suffering under a crushing weight of rising healthcare costs, which, of course, were supposed to drop drastically. We were promised under Obamacare. Out-of-pocket expenses have been rising for health insurance. Well, Max Kaiser was dealing with this during the week on his RT Rush Today program, and saying 70% of the income of the insurance industry goes to administration and profits. Only 30% is paid to payouts. And they are ripping people off. It's the most disgraceful healthcare system in the world, the American healthcare system. It's something that they believe America is 49th in the world in healthcare. It's just shocking. But anyway, we've run out of time this week, and we should be back again this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.